that if you have to ask a Jew to say a prayer by heart, by memory, that's the prayer that probably most of us could pass, or at least we could fudge it. But he said, the Gaon, I can only say Ashrei four words, he said. Right? Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. But if you ask me to start from the back and repeat all of Ashrei backwards, I can't do that, because our associative memory doesn't work that way. He said, the Gaon knew the Torah, the Talmud. He could do it backwards. That's the difference in quality. The Gaon has a photographic memory. They said on the Gaon that he had no memory because he just learned it. He had a mind of a genius, and from the age of his maturity, some say from the age of 20, others say from the age of 30, at least until the age of 70, at least for 40 years of his life, he never slept more than 2 hours out of 24 hours, and he never slept more than 30 minutes consecutively. So if you combine such diligence, because the Gaon really had very little to do with the outside world, though we will see that he was well aware of the world. But if you combine that diligence with that mind, with that knowledge, so you come up with some inkling of what type of person this was. We also have to know a little about the country that he lived in, about Lithuania, about the Jews in Lithuania. The Lithuanian Jews, not that they are much maligned, but they, by nature, they were a secretive, quiet, humble people. They did not make the noise that other sections of Eastern European and Central European Jewry made about themselves. And because of that, therefore, we don't really have the accurate picture of them that we should. There is, unfortunately, very little written about them even today. There are two excellent works, both in Hebrew. One is a two-volume work called Yahadus Lite, Lithuanian Jewry, which was published after the Second World War, and it was published as a memorial book for Lithuanian Jewry, because most of Lithuanian Jewry was destroyed in the war. They did not survive. Very few Lithuanian Jews survived. And the second book is a small paperback book by an author called Avraham Kariv, a very famous author in Israel. The name of the book is Lita Makurati, the Lita that I knew, my Lita, my Lithuania, which is a beautiful, it's 160 pages, a beautiful book about what Lithuanian Jewry was. The Lithuanian Jewry was poor, much poorer than, for instance, most of Polish Jewry, certainly poorer than Hungarian and Czechoslovakian Jewry. That's because the country itself is a poor country. It does not have much in natural resources, had a great deal of wood and timbers, swamp and water. Winter came the day after Sukkot, and did not, summer came Shavuos. Summer was broiling hot, and winter was bitter cold. Nobody ever went to Lithuania for weather. That was not its specialty. And the Jews lived in the small towns in Lithuania. There were two large cities. The main city was Vilna, and the second city was Kovna. There also were smaller cities, Ponovij, which was a large Jewish city, and also Telz was like the county seat of a city. But you're not talking large numbers, relatively speaking. Before the Second World War, there were about 350,000 Jews in Lithuania. But the influence of Lithuania was as though it had millions of Jews, because intellectually, Lithuania was the crown of Eastern European Jewry. And from Lithuania came tremendous amount of Torah, of literature, of yeshivas, And